Okay, today's daf is daf Kaf Aleph. I prepared a sheet that'll help from when we start the new perek. We'll finish up the second perek at the very bottom of Kaf Amud Bet. Ukimazuk shne chalakim. So this was the red color that's the wine that's diluted with water. Tana hasharoni, remember we said it was the yayin from the Sharon region. Nidon ke karmeli chai velo mazuk chadash velo yashan. The color of this Sharoni wine that's diluted is the same, okay, they're now giving another example, as wine from the Carmel area, which is not mazug. Okay, it must have been a lighter color wine from the start, and it's young and not old, right? Generally, wine is considered old when it's fermented, so before it's fermented. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi, v'kulan ein bodkinotan ela bekos teveri apashut. Okay, we're getting really into details of what kind of kelim they use to check. Put it in a cup, a cup from Teveria. That's a simple Teveria cup. Okay, we're going to see what this is. My taima, what's the reason for this? Amar Abaye, shel kol ha'olam kulo machzik log, osino tomi maneh, shne login, osino tomi mataim. Generally, if you made a cup, cups were generally done in a particular size. So if they held a log's worth, they would be made by glass. These are talking about glass, obviously, because you'd have to have a see-through cup to be able to see the color properly, so it wouldn't affect the way the color looked. So we're talking about glass, and the glass cups that were a log were made with 100 zuzim, that's a mane, and the two log cups were made with 200 zuzim. Now, what does it mean, 200 zuzim? It means the weight of the glass that they prepare, the weight of the raw materials, from what I understood, was the value of either a maneh or mataim. Okay, so if it was one log, it was a maneh, which is 100. But the kos teveria pashut, afilo machzik shne login osino tomi maneh. It was a cheaper cup, okay, and you needed less materials. It was much thinner, more easily breakable. Vaide tekalish yedia beitven. Because it's so weak, it's more noticeable to be able to see the wine. Now, why is that? I'm assuming that the glass was very thin. Because it was thin, it was more see-through, and therefore more able to be able to see exactly what the color is.
Also, when it's thicker, there's more distortion, which might affect
the color. Could distort, exactly. Hadron alach kol hayad, starting now the third perek. We're now going to have a woman who has something come out of her body, and it's going to look like something. Okay, I had a book when I was a kid. It looked like spilt milk, but it wasn't. And right, it's all about, you can look at the clouds and they look like this and they look like that and they look like that. That's what I thought of when I read this Mishnah. It's all about, it looks like something. Whether it actually, you know, this is where we've seen these sources before about a woman who miscarries something that looks like an animal or a fish or things like that. I don't know if it actually, you know, but the idea is if you had to come up with something it resembled, this is what it most resembles. So I charted out here. You can see there's four different things in the Mishnah that she's going to be mapil. That's the right side of the first chart. Okay? So it doesn't exactly mean in this context mapelet miscarry. Okay? It could just mean that it came, right, a discharge came out of her body, not necessarily that it was very often mapelet is a miscarriage, but here it's just something came out. Hamapelet chaticha. Okay, this is just a chunk of something. Im yeshi madam tmea v'im lav tora. If blood comes out with the chunk, well, then she'll be tmea because she's nida. But if not, then she's tehora. So if just a chunk comes out, she's tehora. Rabbi Yehuda omer ben kach uben kach tmea. It doesn't matter whether blood comes out or blood doesn't come out. We assume that the chunk itself. We'll see exactly what this means. Different interpretations. Does it have blood in it? Probably, right? That the blood is sort of in it. That's the assumption. This chunk is blood. So we're going to have a big debate later. The next chart on the page is three different opinions about what the machloket between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is and in which case are they arguing. It makes it sound like it's a basic case, but now we're going to talk about later what color was the chaticha and different things like that. Hamapelet kemin klipa. Kemin sa'ara, kemin afar, kemin yavchushin. A piece comes out that's like a thin peel, like a peel, a very thin something. Sa'ara, like a hair. Afar, looks like dirt. Or yavchushim, it looks like mosquitoes. A little unpleasant. Again, I think it's just it looks like. Adumim, if they're red, so then the question is it dried out blood or not? Well, how are you going to figure that out? Tatil lamayim, put it in water. Im nimochu, If it dissolves in the water, then you know that it's blood, dried up blood. And once you put it in water, it's no longer dry, it dissolves. And then tshme'a. Vim lav, tohora. And if not, she'll be tohora. Because then it's something else. Hamapelet kemin dagim chagavim shkatzim verimasim. Okay, now it looks like a fish, a grasshopper, or a creepy crawler. Im yeshi mahem dam tme'a vim lav tohora. Now here there's no machloket, notice. Everybody agrees. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree here. As long as it doesn't come out with blood, then she's tohora, because that's not really anything. But hamapelet min behema chaya ve'of, you can see now there's a progression here, because we were worried in the beginning about dam nida. Now we're really worrying maybe it's dam leida. Maybe she actually gave birth to something. So we're saying if it's something that was like dagim and chagavim, well, if there's blood, then there's blood, and then she's, you know, we're going to call that nida blood. But if not, then we're going to assume it's not a vlad, okay? Because a vlad doesn't have the form of a fish or any of the others. But hamapelet min behema chayava of bein tmiim bein tohrim, whether it looks like a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal, im zachar teshev lezachar ve'im nekeva teshev lenekeva. If it's male, then she has to wait the days for the male, assuming it's a leida, basically, and therefore female, then the female days of how many dam tuma, how many dam toha, v'im ein yadua, and if she doesn't know, then she has to be suffix zachar, suffix nekeva, and go in all directions, whether it comes to the dam toha, the dam tuma, etc. We're going to say, teshev lezachar ula nekeva, Tivri Rabbi Meir, right? What does that mean? It means, well, her Dame Tuma are 14 days, as like the female, that's the worst. Her Dam Tohar, she can't go into the Mikdash till 80 days are over. However, if she bleeds starting from day number 40, we have to be Machmir and call that Dam Tuma and not Dam Tohar, because maybe it was a male, and maybe her Dam Tohar days are over, and therefore, so we have to give her all the Chumrot of every side. That's Rabbi Meir's approach. Chachamim amrim, kol she'en bo mitzurat adam, ein ovlad. This is not a vlad. This is just, right, this is some weird something, but it's not a vlad, and therefore it would go back into the category of, well, if blood came out, then we're going to assume she's a nida, and if not, then it's not leida, according to Chachamim.
Why do they ask if it's a chayat me'al?
Why they mention that? Right, so it's weird, right. Because they, again, I think they view categories. There's, so if we're going to say a woman could potentially give some, first of all, this sounds like evolution almost, right? It's that how close are animals and humans, right? That there's some correlation between them. And maybe there was a sense that you know, the kosher animals, maybe you would have thought more likely, but they're saying any animal.
I think it's probably that instinct. When they think about animals, that's the way
they just talk about it in that category, yeah. Okay. So now we're going to have, as I said, three interpretations of what the machloket, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim are. We're going back to this first case about the chaticha. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo timei Rabbi Yehuda ela b'chaticha shel arba'at minei damim. It's only when Rabbi Yehuda said tmei'a, he only meant if the color, we saw this the other day, if the color of the thing that came out of her body was one of the four, which is really five, problematic colors. Aval, shel shar minei damim tehora. But if it was a different color, like the yellow, let's say, she'd be tehora. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan amar shel arba'at minei damim. Wait a minute. If it's all four, if it's any of the four colors, divrei hakol tmea. Even Tanakama agrees that it's going to be tmea, even if no other blood comes out. Because if this thing is red, it's obviously going to have blood in it. Shel shar minei damim divrei hakol tohora. And actually, everybody agrees if it's yellow or one of the colors is clear, then it's going to be tohora. So now, what could be the machloket? We basically covered the gamut. Either it's problematic color or it's not problematic color. So what's the machloket about? Lo nechleku ela shehipila ve'eina yodat mahipila. We saw this also the other day. She something comes out, but it's gone already. We don't have it anymore to check. And she doesn't know. They ask her, what color was it? She says, I have no idea. So Rabbi Yehuda Savar, zil batal rov chatichot. We follow the majority. Most discharges like this that come out of women's bodies, a chunk of something, is usually red and bloody, and therefore we're going to assume it came from there. We don't say that there's a rove of arba mine damim. It sounds to me like he's saying there is no such rove. This is a good example. Right? They don't really know what the robe is, okay? We could say, number one, well, they're men. They don't really know what generally comes out of women's bodies. And even a woman, let's say, right, what do I know? I know what comes out of my body. I don't know what comes out of other women's bodies. So even if it was a woman discussing it, she also might not necessarily know. So there's a bit of a debate about, is there a robe about this or not? And that's why Rabbi Yehuda's metame and Chachamim are metarim. So again, just to review, Shmuel says that it's with Rabbi Yehuda's metame, it's only if it's the color of the arba minei tamim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that actually everybody agrees that it's tamei, and when Tanakama were metaher, they're only metaher a case where we no longer have it and we don't follow rov, and Rabbi Yehuda says we follow rov. So now, before we move on to the third, we're going to have a question against both of these. Ini, is that really true? V'ha ki ata rabo shai min hardea, ata v'aite maknita biyadeh. When Rav Hoshaya came from Nehardea, he brought the following braita in his hands. Right, he wasn't literally carrying it, but he brought it to the Beit Midrash. What's the braita? Hamapelet chaticha aduma shchora yiroka ulevana. Now, don't confuse. These are four different colors, but they're not four different the four that we were talking about. Two are the problematic, the adom and shachor, and the yarok and lavan are the ones that are fine. So now, according to this, it says, if she miscarries a chaticha, whether it was any of these colors, im yeshi madam tmea v'im lav tohora. Okay, so here it's very clear that what do the rabbis say? Any color is fine as long as there's no blood that comes out of the body with it. If it's just that piece, it doesn't matter what color it is. No matter what, she's tohora. That doesn't match already Rabbi Yochanan, right? Because what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Everyone agrees that if it's one of the four colors, it's obviously tameh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ben Kach Ben Kach Tme'ah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, either which way, it's Tme'ah. So, Kash to the Shmuel, Bechada or the Rabbi Yochanan, Betarte. This is difficult to Shmuel in one way, and Rabbi Yochanan in two ways. Why? The Shmuel Bechada, Damar Shmuel, Lo Tme Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Bechatecha Shal Arba'at Minei Tamim. Right, what does it say? He said, the only time when Rabbi Yehuda's Metame is Dafke if it's one of the problematic colors. And notice what it says here. It gave four colors, including the non-problematic colors, and Rabbi Yehuda said, ben kachu ben kach tameh, so it sounds like yarok and lavan, he says, is a problem. And Shmuel thinks not. Vakatane, doesn't it say here, yaroka ulevana, upalig Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Now they're going to suggest, v'chitema ki palig Rabbi Yehuda a'aduma u'shchora. Maybe when it said that ben kachu ben kach, he only meant the red and the black. And he wasn't referring, in other words, when it said, Adom Shachor, Yarok, Lavan, it was Korint Chachamim. And then it says, Rabbi Yehuda's Cholek, and says, well, either which way, it's Tameh, he meant the red and the black. Now, it's not a great answer, but they're going to give it a really good reason why it's really not a good answer. They're going to say, if you want to say that, Vayiroka Ulevana, lo, he wasn't referring to those two colors, and then it would match Shmuel, you can't say that, Ela, Yiroka Ulevana, Leman katanela. So then what would be the point of adding Yarok and Lavan into the picture? Why? And that's the obvious is, well, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't referring to that, it was just for the rabbis. But Ilema Rabbanan, if you want to say those words refer to Rabbanan, Hashta aduma ushchora metare Rabbanan, Yiroka ulevana mebaya. Once they say red and black are problematic, of course they're going to say, I'm sorry, once they say red and black are teholim, if the chunk was red or black, it's fine. Well, then, of course, if it's white or yellow, it's going to be fine. And therefore, the white and the yellow have no connection whatsoever to the rabbi. And there's no need to bring it for the rabbi, so it must be the Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. In which case, we've knocked out Shmuel based on this braita. Shmuel doesn't hold. El alav, the Rabbi Yehuda, it must be referring to Rabbi Yehuda, upalig. And it seems clear that even if the chunk were white or yellow, he would still say it's tameh, and that's against what Shmuel said. Vitu, and furthermore, remember we said it was also problematic, the Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan da'amar shal arba'at minei damim divrei akol tme'ah. He said, if it's right, everyone agrees that the four minei damim, everyone agrees is tme'ah, haktane aduma u'shchora u'plige rabbanan. It says explicitly right here that chachamim disagree. Okay, now, and also, it doesn't really say this, but and also it says that about the Yarok and Tzahov, right? What's the problem for Rabbi Yehuda? We said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Yarok and the Lavan are also totally fine. Remember, the Machlokat's only if we don't have the piece, do we follow Rov or not? And here it seems clear also that the Yarok and the Lavan, are not fine according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's already the problem with Shmuel. It's the same problem with Rabbi Yochanan. Uplige Rabbanan. Uplige Rabbanan. So now, the Chitema ki plige Rabbanan. Now we're going to say the exact same argument as we said before. Maybe the words Adom and Shachor don't refer to Rabbanan. Ki plige Rabbanan, ayirokau levanan. Maybe they were only referring to the Arok and Lavan. Aval Aduma u'shchora lo, but they're not referring to the Adom and Shachor. But then, El Aduma u'shchora leman katan ela, the same exact problem. If we say it's only Rabbi Yehuda who's talking about the Adom and Shachor, then who's the one who says that? Ilema Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to say it's only brought there for Rabbi Yehuda's sake, Hashi Yerokau u'levanat me'a, Aduma u'shchora mebaya, if he already says that Yarok and Lavan are problematic, if the Chaticha is white or yellow, it's going to be problematic. Well, then he didn't need to tell us red or black. It's quite obvious. And therefore, elalav rabbanan uplige. Okay, same exact structure. It's just saying it in the reverse. So therefore, it must be they disagree. In which case, we've now knocked out, based on this braita, both Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Ela, therefore, here comes. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. He says, what's the real debate between them? This is a very important issue in Hilchot Nida. Be'efshar l'ptichat hakever b'lo dam. Could you have an opening of the uterus without blood coming out? If you think that you can't ever have an opening of the uterus without blood coming out, then if this chaticha comes out without blood, we have to assume that there was blood and we just didn't see it. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda's metameh and Rabbanan or metaher say no, you could theoretically have the uterus open without blood coming out, in which case, right, it's a debate about what the reality is. Could this possibly happen? They think it could, which means if the uterus opened, that doesn't in itself put you into nida. It's only if blood came out with it. But if no blood came out with it and just this chunk, well, then you're not going to be in nida. Okay? So that's the debate. There's a very weak paskin that if shalap tichat kever below dam. So therefore, if certain procedures are done where the uterus is open, a woman becomes a nida. It has to be, though, a minimum opening, which is pretty, actually, I think, I remember, again, I remember there being a big debate in Paskei Halacha about this, but I think like one of the average answers is 19 millimeters, which is still pretty big, and, you know, doesn't generally happen with a regular gynecological procedure. Okay, depending on which one. So now, what does he say? So, again, there machloket is, afshal b'tichat hakever below, dam kamiflagei ubeplugta dahane t'nai. And then they say, and not only, here's his good proof, this machloket matches another machloket tana'im about that exact issue. What's the issue? Where's the machloket? Ditanya. Kashtashnaim. She goes into labor pains for 2 days. She bleeds. Ulashlishi hi pila ve'eni yodat mai pila. The third day, she doesn't see blood, but something comes out and she doesn't know what it is. Okay? She's not sure if it's a vlad, if it's not. Harezo, right? Obviously, if it was a vlad, it's a miscarriage. Harezo safek leida safek ziva. The assumption is it was during her zava days. So now she's safek leida safek ziva. So why is she safek of each? Because if it wasn't a vlad, well then it was zava. But zava, she was only bleeding 2 days, and we don't know, did she bleed the third day or not, right? She didn't see blood the third day, so we're assuming there was no blood the third day. So if she's zava, she's only a zava ktana. Which means, right, she only waits the next day, she goes to the mikveh in the morning, and she's tohor in the afternoon, in the at nighttime. But if it was leida, well then, she has to bring a korban leida, and, you know, do all that. So therefore, she's safek. So what does she do, misafek? Mivi'ah korban ve'eino ne'echal. If you remember this, what do you do in your safek? Well, you bring the birds, right, the korban, the yoledet, but the bird of the chatat olag, the olata of gets burned entirely. But the chatat is supposed to be eaten by the kohanim. However, the kohanim can't eat this one. Why? Well, since it's safek, there's a problem, because what do we do with the bird? We do malika, not shchita. Now, malika is only allowed if it's a korban. If it's not a korban, malika is not a good shchita. Like, if I decide I'm going to do malika, remember, that's where they take the thumb of the kohen takes his thumb and he breaks, he kind of punctures the back of the neck, and that's how he does the malika of the bird. That's only allowed in the mikdash. So if it was done and it wasn't really meant for a korban, well then, you can't eat it. So therefore, it's not allowed to be eaten, but she does bring the korban out of safek. Rabbi Yoshua omer mivia korban v'ne'echal. No, she brings a korban and she eats it. She'i afshar l'ptichah l'kever below dam. Can't possibly be that the uterus opened without there being blood, and therefore we assume there was blood. So now she's vadai, well, she's sefek, but either which way she's vadai chayev a korban. Either she's a leida, it was a birth, or she's a zavagdola because she bled for 3 days straight, and both of those women have to bring korbanot. Before we move on, I just want to explain why it's called ptichata kever. Okay, the kever is the rechem, it's the uterus. Why would you call it a kever? Seems like a very weird term, right? Again, the rabbis gave terms to all these things, right? Often we call it the makor, but here's another term they gave. I saw an interpretation that it's in a kever, you're kind of stuck, right? What's in the uterus, like if there's a baby in there, so the baby's kind of in there, and there's nowhere to go. And that maybe that's the reason they call it kever. I think it's a little strange, because kever has the connotation of death, and birth is obviously the opposite connotation. Anyway, it requires further research why this was the term chosen. I just didn't want to let it go without mentioning that.
Actually, when it came up, I was wondering whether anybody has examined all of the different names, because there are lots of different names.
Yeah, there are a lot of different names
they
use.
And what the context is, like kever here, when you're talking about miscarriages and unsuccessful births, might make more sense than mokor, which you think of as this root of life.
That's interesting. Okay. So we'd have to look at where it's, what the context of it being mentioned is. That's interesting. Okay. Lishna Achrina. That was all the first way of reading the sugya. Today's stuff is going to be a little short because some of it's going to be very repetitive now. Okay, it's one of those fun dapim where we just kind of review what we just did. So now in the second version, Amrela, they say that what happened really was this. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So far it's going to be the same. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel the exact same thing. Lo timei Rabbi Yehuda ela b'chaticha shel arba'a minei dami. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda was only mitameh if the chaticha was the color of one of the four types of blood. Ava shalshar minei damim tehora. But if it was any of the other colors, she'd be tehora. Now, instead of moving now to Rabbi Yochanan, what did we do in the first structure? We said, this is what Shmuel said, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, and then we have Rabbi Hoshaya, who came from Nahardea, and he came to Nahardea, I think, or I forget exactly where, but he brought the following braita to us, and then we had a question on both opinions. At this point, Rabbi Yochanan, okay, you can see from the chart, Rabbi Yochanan's going to, in this version, is going to say what Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said. And the middle thing about it being all about the chaticha got lost is not going to be relevant. And the whole issue of robe is just not going to come up in the discussion here. And therefore, since there's only two opinions, and the Braita only contradicts them the first opinion, so right away we're going to bring the question on Shmuel. So it's the same exact question, it's just that it's brought earlier on in the sugya because there is no second opinion here. Ini v'ha ki ata Rav Hoshaya minahardea, when he came from Nahardea, ata v'aite matnita biyadeh, he brought the following braita, ha-mapelet chaticha aduma shchora yuroka v'levana, im yeshim adam tme'a, v'im lav tehora. V'Rabbi Yehuda omer, ben kach u'ben kach tme'a. Now, what does it say here that's problematic? Katane aduma u'shchora yuroka u'levana. U'palik Rabbi Yehuda. And what do you see? Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. And what did he say? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree about Yarok and Lavan. Bechitem akipalig Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you'd say Rabbi Yehuda only disagrees aduma u'shchora, the words aduma u'shchora. Aval yiroka u'levana lo, but he's not arguing on that part of it. But then, ela yiroka u'levana, man katamela. So who is it brought for? Ilem ala Rabbanan, obviously if not for Rabbi Yehuda, then it's brought for Rabbanan. Hashta aduma u'shchora kamitare Rabbanan. They already think aduma u'shchora if the chunk was that color, it would be tahor. So yiroka ulevana mebaya, would he have to say it also for yiroka ulevana? Elalav the Rabbi Yehuda upalig. It must be the yiroka and levana is brought for Rabbi Yehuda to say that he disagrees. In which case, we have to reject what Shmuel said based on the braita. Ela amar Rabbi Yochanan. Here, there's a problem with the girsa. It shouldn't be Rabbi Yehuda according to the Masoret Hashas. It should say Rabbi Yochanan. Ela amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we just get a basic repeat. It's just instead of saying in the name of Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, we now have it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ubepluta dahane tnayin. It's according to the following machloket, Ditanya. In other words, these Tanaim and our Mishnah are arguing about the same machloket these other Tanaim argued about in the different Braita. Ditanya. Kashta shnayim v'lashlishi hipila. Again, she's in labor for 2 days. She then miscarries on the third day. Ve'ena yoda ma hipila. Harezo safek leida safek sivas, which is in a safek situation. Miviyak korban ve'enon echal. Rabbi Yoshua Omer Mevi'a Korban V'Nechal Lepi She'i Afshar L'Ptichat HaKever B'lo Dam. Okay, and there's the machloket. Fine. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we're going to have more opinions, and these opinions are going to all build on each other kind of thing, where the Gemara is going to compare them and say, well, this is like the previous one, it's just he's a little more machmir. And this is like the previous one, he's a little more machmir, until we get to one we're going to say he's like all of them, but more makeup. Okay. So, Tanu Rabbanan. Hamapelet Chaticha. A woman who miscarries or discharges an object. Sumcha somer mishum Rabbi Meir, v'chein haya Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya omer kedvarav. Okay, so Sumcha said like Rabbi Meir, in the name of Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya also said the following. Kor'a, we tear it open. Im yesh dam b'tocha tme'a, we check to see is there blood inside. This is a different approach, right? This is saying, it's not necessarily what color it is, but let's open it up and see what's inside. If there's blood inside, then it's tmea, v'im lav tehora. It seems a little unpleasant to start dealing with these chunks that come out of women's bodies, but okay. So he says, tear it open. So what do they say? This approach of sumchus, well, say it as sumchus, ki rabbanan v'adif amid rabbanan, it's like the rabbi's approach, okay, that we assume, what was the rabbi's approach? We don't assume there was blood, right? Only if you see blood is shenida. But it's adifa midrabanan. Adifa here means, right, adif usually means better. It means it's more machmir than rabanan. How so? Ke rabanan de amre efshar leptichat hakever below dam. It's like the rabbis who said it's possible there was no blood there. But adifa midrabanan de inu savre ima im betoch halo. Okay, because the rabbi said, as long as there's, right, there's only if blood comes out with it, but not if there's blood inside of it. The rabbis weren't concerned that you check inside and see if there's blood. But Sumchus is more machmir and says, wait, either blood comes out alongside it, then for sure, everyone agrees with that, or you have to check, though, is there blood inside there? B'sumchus sava afilu b'tocha, right? Sumchus says even b'tocha, whereas the rabbi said, we don't care if there's blood inside. Okay, next source, v'tanya idach. Okay, we're at the bottom of the sheet on the last chart, if you see at the bottom of the first side. Hamapelet v'tanya idach. Hamapelet chaticha. Okay, same case. A piece comes out of her body. Rabbi Acha omer koha. Okay, just like Sumchus, tear it open. But he has a different approach. What did we say? Sumchus said, if there's blood in the middle, then it's a problem. He says, im tocham ma'adim tme'a. If it's reddish looking inside, then she's tme'a, even if there's no blood. So you can see what they're going to say, right? He's like Sumchus, but more machmir, because as long as it looks red, even if there's no blood, he's going to say it's nida. V'im lav, and if not, tehora. So kesumchus va'adifa misumchus, right? So it's like sumchus, but more machmir from sumchus. Okay, you can turn to the second side of the sheet if you want to follow. V'tanya idach, another braita, hamapelet chaticha, Rabbi Binyamin omer kor'a. Tear it open. Im yesh ba'etzem, imo mitama leida. Okay, if it has a bone in it, then you assume, it must have come from a blood, and now it's laid down. Notice the earlier ones were concerned about nida and blood. This is concerned that maybe there was a blood inside. Amar Rav Chista ubachaticha levana. It has to be a white piece, like a white piece of flesh. You have to see some flesh there, and therefore it has to be white. V'chein ki ata zuga demin chedayab. There was a pair that came from chedayab. Ata v'aite matnita biyade. They brought a braita with them. Hamapelet chaticha levana, and this bright is going to basically support what we just said, what Rav Chista said. Hamapelet chaticha levana, adaf gave it a chaticha levana, then kor'a, v'im yesh ba'etzem, imot me'a leida. Okay, it has to be white in order to necessitate this check. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Okay, now, this is the first statement we're going to have from an emora, not a Tana. All those were Tanaitic statements. However, it's said in the name of a Tana, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Okay, it's just not a Tanaitic source. But he says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Hamapelet chaticha kor'a. Again, tear it like sumchus. Im yesh badam agur tme'a. If there's blood collected all in one place, then she's tme'a, which means that if there's blood just in, you know, spread around it, that's not an issue. It's only if it's all in one place. V'im lav tehora. So this is obviously kesumchus, that you have to tear it open, but kila mikulu. But he's more mekel than all the other opinions, because he says, not only do you need, right, not only does it have to be red, not only does it have to be blood, but the blood has to be all collected in one place in order to be, say that this is damnida. Okay, new question. Ba'amine Rabbi Yirmiyami Rabbi Zeira. This will take us to the end of the page. Haro'e dam b'shfoferet mahu. If she sees blood, it comes out of her body through a tube. Let's say she inserts some sort of tube inside, and the blood comes out through the tube. Is that a problem? Now, why would you think it's not a problem? Bibsara amar rachmana velo b'shvoferet. The pasuk says, Isha ki tia dam, ki tia zava, dam yiye zava bibsara. And they learn bibsara, it has to be in her flesh, meaning, right, like it's coming out of her body. Now, coming out of her body sounds like it has to be touching her body and not necessarily through some tube that it's coming out. So maybe we would say, if it's coming through a tube, she's not tamea. O dilma, hi bibsara. No, maybe you say the word bibsara is coming for a different reason. Mebaile shemetama mibifnim kebachutz. That even if the blood never came out of your body, as long as it came out of the uterus, even if it's in your body, that's right, mibifnim kebachutz. Even if it's just inside your body, it's still tameh, as if it came outside your body. And that's what it means, bibsara, in her flesh, like inside still. So amar le, right, again, if it's in your uterus, then for sure it's not a problem. But if it comes out of your uterus, and then it's still inside her body, then it would be a problem. So what's the answer? Amar le, bibsara amar rachmana v'lo b'shvoferet. Must be that it means bibsara, and not, bibsara comes to include shvoferet. Why? What about the fact that we want to learn this other drasha from it? Shemitamam bibifnim kebachutz. De'i bibsara mebaile shemitamam bibifnim kebachutz. If it wanted to teach us just that, imken yemakra babasar, my bibsara shmamina tarte. This is our classic. We say, the fact that it worded it in this type of form, bibsara, not just babasar, if they wanted to say inside, they would have said babasar. They say bibsara, that teaches us both drashot, in which case they say shvoferet is not, if it comes out of shvoferet, she's not in nida. V'ha amar Rabbi Yochanan, mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Now we see why they brought this up, because didn't we just see what Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? Hamapelet chaticha kor'a, she tears it open, im yesh badam agor t'me'a, v'im lav t'ora. So what do you see here? The blood was inside this chaticha. It didn't come out of her body, touching her body, right? So it sounds like, it's kind of like the blood coming out in a tube, because it came out in this chaticha. So what if you open it up and there's blood? Why should that be metameh if we say they're coming out through some external thing, or maybe that's not the right use here, we'll see, but through some mechanism, some something, right? And the blood came out through the chaticha, why would it make her tameh? So now they say, Hachi Hashta, what are you comparing those two things? They're not really the same. Hatam darkashali shalirotam bachaticha. Hacha ein darkashali shalirotam b'shvoferet. You could say that, like, that's why I said external isn't a good way of saying it, because it's really internal. It came through some chaticha. That's the way women often see things. They come out in these chunks of whatever. And that's a normal way of happening, whereas a shvoferet is not a natural thing. It's an external thing that you bring inside, and therefore that wouldn't be metame, the woman. Now they want to suggest, lema shvoferet tanahi. Maybe this whole thing about whether it's tame when it comes out through a shvoferet is a machloka tanahi. Titania, here's the braita. Hamapelet chaticha, af al pisha mele'a dam, im yeshim adam tme'a. Even if the chaticha was full of dam, only if blood comes out with it is she tme'a, v'im lav tora. This we keep seeing over and over. Rabbi Eliezer omer, bivsara velo b'shafir velo b'chaticha. Bibsara means it has to come out from her flesh, and not that it's coming out through a, what are they? No, the shafir is like the embryo, like amniotic fluid, or like coming out through, what do they call it?
It's an undeveloped embryo.
Okay, an undeveloped embryo, and not through a chaticha. Okay? So, first, before we continue, they're going to question. Okay, we're stopping in the middle of the braita. This often happens. They say, wait, something I don't understand. Didn't the Tanakama say also the chaticha is fine as long as there's no blood? And also Rabbi Lezer said it's not in a chaticha. So Rabbi Lezer, hainu Tanakama. So what do they say? Yeah, reread the braita. Ema she Rabbi Lezer omer bivsara v'lo v'shafir. The second part was explaining the first part. In other words, really the whole thing was said by Rabbi Lezer. And he said, if it comes in a chaticha, only if there's blood. Why? Because the Torah says bivsara and not from a chaticha. The Chachamim omrim, ein ze dam nida ela dam chaticha. This is not dam nida, this is blood of a chaticha. Okay, well, doesn't that seem to also be saying the same thing? Right? That sounds like it's dam of a chaticha, it's not nida, she's tohara, which sounds like all the same thing. Tanakamanami, tihura mitahim. Sounds like the same thing. Therefore, they say, Ela defale filuye ikabenayu. The difference between them must be if there's cracks in this piece. Okay, there's a way to have a chunk come out of you that's kind of smooth on the outside and everything's inside. Or it has cracks, in which case if there's blood inside, well then the blood kind of touches the woman's body as it's going on its way out. So Tanakama Sabar, Bib Sara Veloba Shafir Veloba Chaticha, Vihu Adin Lishvoferet, and then also a Shvoferet wouldn't count. Vahanemile Hecha Deshia. And that's only though if it's smooth. Avapale Filuye, since it would be touching the sides of her skin, you know, as it comes out, the sides of it are touching her skin, the blood is touching Tmea. My time, eh? Bipsaha Karina Ba, because that's considered Bipsaha. Ba'atu Rabbanan Lameimar, but the rabbi said no. Afagav defale piluye, ain, notice their wording, ain ze dam nida el adam chaticha. They don't care if it's touching her body. Why? What do they say? This is something else entirely. This is what we call dam chaticha. The blood that's in that chaticha is not dam nida. So I don't care that it touches her body. It's dam nida. Now, what does this mean? So, ha dam nida. Now, what can you infer from here then? If it was dam nida, vadai tameh va'afilu v'shvoferet. They would say, even if it was in a shvoferet, because the whole issue has nothing to do, right? Their point is, if it was smooth and it came out and the blood was inside, it would still be a problem. And therefore, even in a shvoferet, it would also, afilu v'shvoferet nami. Okay, so he would say then that since, right, if it was really nida, it really doesn't matter how it comes out, and that seems to imply also if it comes out through a shvoferet. Even though, if you remember, before we said that darkasha lisha, we'll get to that. Remember, darkasha lisha liro'ot, b'chaticha, right, this seems to say chaticha is like a shvoferet, if it doesn't have any cracks in it. So we're going to see tomorrow they're going to reject this, Abai is going to reject this sense. But what they wanted to try to suggest was maybe this whole machloket here has to do with shvoferet or not.